Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Lavery, and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us once again. It is a beautiful day here in Nashville, Tennessee. Absolutely beautiful weather. It is already fall, but here today at least, it feels great. It's a great day. And I hope you're out there having a fantastic day on purpose. I hope that things are going the way you anticipate and the way that you hope. That the sun is shining on your face and that all is well with you and all that concerns you. I want to continue with last week's theme. I was talking about risk and reward. Talk about it from a slightly different perspective, though. But it's in the same vein. What are the things that make life worthwhile for you? Think about that for a minute. Are you living the life that you hoped you'd be living? Is life going the way you intend? Sometimes things don't work out the way we imagine they will when we are under... some of us, when we are young in life and just getting started, we have a lot of bright ideas of what life will be like. And sometimes life doesn't always turn out that way, but there are different reasons for that. That life doesn't turn out the way we anticipate. And there are a myriad of reasons for that. And these are, in most cases, are not reasons to condemn another person because they have not achieved a particular goal. But if you are experiencing failure after failure, but you are looking for success, then we need to take a look at what's happening and what are the patterns in your life that create failing circumstances, because no one, at least no one that I know, looks forward to failure. No one looks forward to a meager life, as far as I know. I take it back. I've met a few people that were satisfied with the meager lifestyle, so that's not exactly always the case. But I would say, for the most part, most of us seek a life of meaning. And I would dare say most of us, in some way or another, would like to be living an extraordinary life. But as I said before, I want to continue with last week's discussion. Making significant change in life and different perspectives make a lot of difference in how we experience life. And what shapes our life more than anything is the quality of our character. Our core character attributes determine how we will behave in the face of danger and adversity. However, it also determines how we will treat people when our bank accounts are full. And everything's going our way. The sun always seems to be shining on our side of the street like nothing is wrong. There are few things in life, in my estimation, that are more pathetic than an ingracious winner. Have you ever seen that? somebody that just, it's not enough for them to win, but they have to flaunt it. They have to go way over the top. That's what I would say. I'll give you an example. Imagine a boxer who's just won a boxing match. And as you would expect, he runs around the ring, he's celebrating. And that's to be expected. I mean, he's happy, he's excited. He just won this great boxing match. But then instead of just letting it go right there, he jumps out of the ring, runs into the street, jumps on the top of roofs of other cars that are in the street, jumping up and down, proclaiming that he is the champion. How annoying would you find that to be? I think that most of us would find that extremely annoying. Now, top that off with not only jumping on the roofs of cars, shouting and screaming and celebrating, but he runs down a random street, 3 o'clock in the morning, knocking on doors, ringing doorbells, just to let people know, just to proclaim, if you will, that he is the champion. I think you would find that annoying, unnecessary, excessive. You would consider that individual to be an ingracious winner. Now, as extreme and unlikely as that scenario is, the point of this illustration is to give a mental picture of how truly distasteful and annoying such behavior would be. But hold on a minute before we judge this individual too harshly. Let's consider that though it is unlikely, it is possible. Let's consider this scenario. Though unlikely, let's just say for the sake of the argument, it is possible. And what if the reason for his behavior was like an untreated addiction? If that were true, then by definition, he wouldn't be able to control himself. And in some ways, he wouldn't necessarily be completely responsible for his behavior because of his addiction. I'll tell you something. That puts a different face on success and failure in my mind. In fact, this scenario is proof positive that there is no one-size-fits-all formula for success. Imagine this for a minute. Imagine playing a game where the landscape is the same for everyone, but the opposing characters are different for each and every player of the game. One gamer may walk into a blind alley in this game needing only to step over broken glass, while another gamer in the same alley has to face a muscle-bound 9-foot troll. Each of them are going to have to use different skill sets to overcome the obstacles that are before him. Now, obviously, facing a 9-foot troll is different from facing a pile of broken glass. But that's just the way it is. That's the way life is. We are not all going to have the same experience. We're not all going to have the same kinds of obstacles. That's why we can't give everyone a one-size-fits-all prescription for succeeding. But let's take the addiction concept into consideration. One person has an addiction, the other does not. And so they're going to have a different means of overcoming or getting to what we call success. Success is going to be different for the person that has to overcome an addiction as opposed to one who does not. And who knows what causes people to have addictive personalities? We don't really know. Some people simply have different obstacles to overcome. But that's not to take away from what those who have succeeded have done and the obstacles that they have overcome. It may not be addiction. For some people, their obstacle may be abuse. Or, in some cases, even worse, neglect. Neglect is the absence of use at all. Being left alone to try to figure life out on your own. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun. But that's why it is senseless to compare your success to someone else's. We all have a different success trek, if you will, or track to walk. There are so many books written about success and how to achieve it. Rags to riches stories are like a bottomless pit. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these stories don't have merit and value, because they do. I am a firm believer in the idea that what a man has done, another man can do. I'll say that again. What one man has done, another man can do. But that's not every man and not every woman. Not every man, not every woman. You see, we are called individuals for a reason, because we will all have individual circumstances, individual reasons, individual situations that we will face that mark the time, if you will, that it will take for us to achieve a particular goal, depending on what that particular goal is. Not everyone has the same idea and concept of success. That said, there is value in discovering if there are universal truths that will guide essentially anyone to success or failure. So I'm going to list my top 5 reasons why I think people fail in life, and my top 5 reasons why people succeed in life. First, let's talk about the top 5 reasons that I think people fail in life. Number 1, inertia. That is to say that there are people who are literally doing nothing to enrich their lives. If they didn't have to breathe to stay alive, they probably wouldn't. It is a universal truth. Out of nothing, nothing comes except decay. Number 2, pseudo-perfectionism. There are people who say they are waiting for the right conditions and circumstances before they make a move. They are waiting for the proverbial ducks to get in a row. But this is code for I'm afraid of rejection. I know I haven't invested enough in my own personal development. I know I'm a slacker. That is what pseudo-perfectionism is really all about. Number three, toxic friends in a toxic environment. Toxic friends slash environment. This phrase can be summed up quickly by a quote from business success coach Mr. Benny Randall Jr. If you hang around 9 broke people, you'll be the 10th. Show me your closest friends, and I'll tell you what your life will look like in 5 years. Again, his quote, Mr. Benny Randall's quote is, quote, if you hang around 9 broke people, you'll be the 10th, end quote. And once again, show me your closest friends and I'll tell you what your life will look like in 5 years or less. Number four, fear. It immobilizes, effectively allowing opportunity after opportunity to pass you by. Fear speaks for itself. Number five, meager contentment. A person who is content with their present status in life will do nothing to improve it. Contentment is the enemy of advancement. And here's the bonus reason that I believe that people fail. And it is this. Some people are addicted to chaos. If you ever have a chance to watch the movie Changing Lanes, I believe it is. I think it's Changing Lanes with Ben Affleck and Samuel L. Jackson. There is a scene in the movie where Samuel Jackson, his character has a drinking problem, and he's gone to these AA meetings, and he hasn't taken a drink, but he keeps finding himself in these chaotic situations, finding himself in a mess. And his advisor, or whatever they call their sponsor, yeah, that's what they call in AA, their sponsor. His sponsor finds him on the edge of going to a bar. And he doesn't go into the bar, but his sponsor looks at him and he says, my goodness, he says, your drug of choice isn't booze. He said, you are addicted to chaos. You are addicted to disaster. And I thought, wow, what a poignant statement, but it makes a lot of sense because there's a lot of people, they claim they don't want to be caught up in a lot of mess and a lot of drama, but if you follow them, that's exactly where you will find their lives, full of chaos and drama. Some people like to be the center of attention, and that is how they find themselves to be the center of attention because of the chaos. And so though they tell people they don't want to be caught up in any mess and they don't want any drama from your mom and all of these type of cliche statements, the proof is in the pudding, my friend. Proof's in the pudding. Some people like to pretend that they don't want chaos in their life when in fact they use it as a means of getting attention and fulfilling whatever that fulfills. But being addicted to chaos will prevent you from reaching real goals and real opportunity. So think about that. All right, let's talk about the top 5 reasons people succeed. Number one, readers. If you want to be wealthy, there is no secret to it. You can find out how in a book. Plain and simple. You want to find out about finance? It's in a book. You want to find out about improving your health? It's in a book. You want to find out about how to build a house? It's in a book. I would dare say pretty much anything you want to learn in life or to become is in a book. Readers are leaders. Readers are succeeders. Number two, personal development. The late great author and entrepreneur Jim Rohn put it this way. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. That is personal development. Don't spend all of your time pouring everything that you are into someone else's vision or dream. Make sure that you are developing yourself even as you work to make a living. Because there's a difference between making a living and making a fortune. You develop yourself, you become an excellent person, and you will have excellent results and excellent opportunities. All right, number three, smart friends. Hang around people who are smarter than you and richer than you. You never want to be the smartest person in your group, because we only grow by people who know more than we do and have more than we have. That is how we're going to be able to learn. So, whatever you have to do, get yourself some smart friends and some rich friends, or at least find out where they are and you put yourself around them. Number four, faith. Believe in God and believe in yourself. If you believe you are worthy of good things will seek you out. If you believe you are worthy of good things, my friends, good things will seek you out. I think Jim Rohn put it this way. He says that success is not something you pursue. He says, if you develop yourself, that success will find you. The way you attract success is by becoming an attractive person, meaning increasing your value through personal development. By making yourself an irresistible person because of your skill set in the marketplace. That's what I'm talking about in the marketplace. Success in the marketplace. Number five, demand excellence from yourself. Demand excellence from yourself. You don't have the right to demand success from anyone else but yourself. What will it take for you to be an excellent individual? Develop your character. Earlier I said that the core of your character will determine your behavior and how you behave in dangerous situations and adversity. If your character is weak, you'll take bribes. If your character is weak, you'll run in the face of danger and leave your wife, your girlfriend, to fend for themselves. If your character is weak, if your character is developed, you will face the situation and do what is necessary to meet the challenge that is before you, but you won't run from the situation and of the circumstance. Are you addicted to chaos? If your life is what you want, I applaud you. In fact, hit me up on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram and let me know what you are doing that's making your life a success. But if not, and you want help getting your life the way you want it to be, well, I want you to reach out to me on Instagram as well. You can send me a private message. Say, Bob, listen, I heard your message and I don't want to be stuck in the situation that I'm in. I want to advance. I want to be more than I am. I want to have more than I have. Well, you feel free to reach out to me, Instagram, or send me a text message, 248-494-2536. Hit me with a text. And perhaps you want to support the Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Well, you can also send me a text and I'll show you how you can participate in helping us to spread our message worldwide to an even larger audience. Be glad to have you as a patron. Listen, that's going to do it for us for today. I hope that all is going as you wish, as you desire it. I hope that you are meeting your challenges with courage and faith. And if not, you have a book that's going to help you. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, you go out there and have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose. And you know, I mean that.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.